from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We bless and celebrate God for His faithfulness, for His mercy upon our life, upon our ways. It has been God. If it has not been for the Lord, who has been on our side, what will we say? But we celebrate God because He's ever faithful, ever sure in time of need. Baba, we celebrate you. We thank you for faithfulness. Lord, in this new day, this is the first Saturday of the month, the fourth day in the month of June. I pray today that the Lord of hosts will send help from the four corners of the world. Wherever you are, from the north, east, west, and south, you receive good news. News that will turn things around for you, make your life, your ministry, your home, your family to rejoice and shout hallelujah. It is well with us in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless the Most High God. Receive that message today. Your package of celebration is delivered in Jesus' mighty name. That is done. We celebrate God with those that are celebrating or marking their birthday. Today's your birthday. I celebrate God in your life. The fourth day in the sixth month. Say happy birthday. Everything that will make your life worthy, living, celebrating, and enjoying shall be delivered unto you. Long life and prosperity. I move to those that are marking their anniversary annually. Anniversary means annual, once in a year. Those things you are celebrating on, we continue to glow and flourish. Good memorable days in the mighty name of Jesus. The power that has made it possible for you to enjoy your wedding, to enjoy your marriage, to enjoy that business, to flow with that ministry, we continually manifest upon your life. Good memories in Jesus' mighty name. Today, brethren, I want us to move on. We are still talking about God empowering mankind. God empowering mankind. The last time, we were talking about the book of Romans. I still want us to see the book of Romans. Remember, in Romans chapter 8 verse 13, the Lord talked about living on the flesh. He said, if you live on flesh, you will die. Nobody will live after the flesh that we could be sustained. But when you live after the spirit, verse 14, Romans chapter 8 verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Look at that word, loaded, well packaged for us. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If you don't allow the Spirit to move you, to lead you, it means God is saying you are a vagabond, a bastard. You won't be a bastard in the name of Jesus. You are living after the flesh, running here and there, helter-skelter. You are not asking God for direction. You say, I can do it on my own. Whatever I wanted to do, I know how to do it. Brethren, there is limitation to you. You are prone to danger. You are prone to attack. Remember, I've told you, as many that you are meeting on the way, they will not tell you. Some walks about with amulets, charms, these different kinds of things. They carry spirit. But it's the Spirit of the Lord that protects, it's the Spirit of the Lord that provides, it's the Spirit of the Lord that moves us forward. Brethren, I don't know what you are trusting God for. You need that power. Everyone you see that goes about doing the right thing, you know, manifesting glory and grace, they carry the Spirit of God. There are manipulators, there are evildoers, there are imitators, those that carry the evil spirit to manipulate people's destiny. But as many, all those who are guided by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, and God will never take His eye away from them. Remember the word of the Lord said, touch down on my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You are anointed. You carry the grace of God. You are doing His will. Every one of us cannot be pastor. So where you are thriving, relying on God, you are anointed for that. That is grace. Manifest that power. Let the power flow in you. Let the power manifest. Let the power of the Lord be proven. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. 1 Corinthians 3 16 talks more about you being empowered. You carry the grace. You have the spirit in you. Whatsoever you decree, that's power. Whatever you decree, that's power. When you ask, I will respond. That's power. There is power in you. Who told you you can't do it? You can do it with God. All things are possible. What is impossible for you is possible for God. What is possible for God is impossible for you. What is impossible for God is possible for you. You carry the grace. It's a team. If there is power of agreement between you, the flesh, and the spirit that is in you, allow that spirit. Stop caging the spirit. Stop working against the spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 say, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the spirit of God dwelleth in you?" I'm talking to you today. You are being empowered. That thing that you say is not possible, go. Be submissive. Submit that flesh unto the Lord. Let there be submission. Call unto God. He said it in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33:3. He said, "Call unto me, I will answer you." It's in you. There is power to get out of that shame. There is power for you to move forward. There is power for you to break that barrier. No limitation, because the spirit of the Lord is in you. He has deposited it in you. Let it grow. Nurture it. Study the word. When you are studying the word of God, you are feeding the spirit. When you are worshiping God, you are feeding the spirit. When you are praising God, you are feeding the spirit. When you are praying, you are feeding the spirit. When you are in the midst of the children of God, you are empowering the spirit. The spirit that is in you is like your battery, or like the battery of your phone. It's just like the battery of your phone. You recharge it, it becomes active again. The same battery, when it's low, remain unfunctionable. Brethren, I pray today that the Lord will give you deeper understanding. Let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Brethren, it has never been by power nor by might. The project that is going on in the church, it has never been by anybody's power, but by the grace and glory of God. God has been the sustainer. God has been the provider. God has been the protector. Many doubts are coming our way, but the Spirit of God that is in you is making the difference. As many that has been sending their seed to that project, nobody, we don't go on begging, and the Spirit of the Lord touched their heart and they sow seed into that project, and the project is moving, and we return the project. We return that seed. We turn it back to God, and God bless them, because seed belongs to man. We talk about that later, but fruits is from God. You can hide that seed, but you cannot hide the fruits. Let's leave that one for now. Let's talk about the spirit. The spirit is in you. Allow the spirit to thrive. Allow it to grow. Nurture it, and it shall be well with you. Let me stop here. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I said, enjoy the victory of the Lord. It is well with you. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.